Doyle's office estimates the proposal would cost the state roughly $50 million and says nearly 640,000 families could benefit. The governor says a family that pays a $300 monthly health premium could expect to save about $236 each year under the tax deduction. Doyle says it will make life more affordable for middle-class families.
What we're talking about here are things that people who aren't saving a whole lot of money and don't, and you know, it's the insurance that matters to them, not having some savings account. And this provides real tax relief for real hardworking people.
If Doyle were to defeat GOP challenger Mark Green to win re-election, his plan would still need approval by the legislature. Republican leaders there have tried repeatedly to pass a state tax break for health savings accounts, only to have Doyle veto their efforts. Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz is one of those who backed that idea.
He takes credit for what the legislature did last session. That's something Republicans did, and I think he ought to be honest about that. And second of all, I think he should have told people what he's going to do to pay for this.
Doyle says he'd have to make this tax deduction a priority in the next budget, and says increasing tax revenue could help cover the cost. He also says he's okay with letting people save money tax-free to cover health care costs as long as it's part of a broader health care plan. But he says his plan to give a tax deduction on insurance premiums is more like a health savings account for regular people. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.